WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A disappointing jobs report has angered President Trump. Correspondent Erica Brown reports from the White House that he took action.
President Trump ordered the firing of the Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner Erica McIntyre for Friday after a weaker-than-expected July jobs report showed hiring slowed with only 73,000 new jobs created. And revisions revealed hiring in May and June was much less than initially reported. Without citing evidence, the president claimed the job numbers were rigged and suggested to reporters that the bureau's earlier numbers could have been manipulated to favor Democrats.
There were healthy numbers in July about car sales, however.
Ford sales up 9% over last July, Toyota 19%, with Hyundai and Kia also posting double-digit gains. Surprising because tariff-related concerns had already sent many buyers to showrooms in the spring.
Many thought that, you know, sales, including myself, there would be some pull forward and that we might have some payback in July. But, you know, we just didn't see it.
Ford analyst Eric Merkel saying pickup and SUV sales remain very strong. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
President Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, went to Gaza today to get a look at an Israeli food distribution site. This as the humanitarian crisis and reports of starvation are getting worldwide attention. CBS News senior foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan says it's also getting attention in the White House.
A U.S. official told me the president does realize there's great need beyond food, including a shortage of medical aid, water, sanitation, just very basic services.
President Trump says he's bothered by what he calls highly provocative comments by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. And CBS's Charlie Daggett says Trump has responded by deploying two nuclear submarines to what he calls appropriate regions.
The Navy never divulges the location of their submarines unless they are tasked to do it in order to send a message.
Ghislaine Maxwell, a central figure in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case, has suddenly been transferred from a federal correctional facility in Tallahassee, Florida, to a minimum security facility in Texas. Chris Fox reports families of young women victims are upset.
The accusers and families with a statement saying, "It is with horror and outrage that we object to the preferential treatment convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell has received." Among those also housed at the women's prison in Bryan, Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes and Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shaw.
HBO's Sex and the City sequel and Just Like That will end after its current third season, says its showrunner. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Brewers and the nation's capital for game two of their series against the Washington Nationals. Milwaukee won by a landslide last night, 16-9. Blake Perkins with two home runs. Jackson Churiel placed on IL with a hamstring injury. So Brandon Lockridge, acquired in that trade with the Padres, came up with two hits. William Contreras with a home run and five hits, a new career high. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our guys were locked in. You know, they did a nice job. You look at the output, Contreras, Perkins, Vaughn, and Kelly gets a couple hits, and Lockridge gets a couple hits in his first game for us. You can't forget Perk's two homers, and Monasterio getting four hits. Joey Ortiz, he had five quality at-bats. Yeah, I mean, that's contagious.
NFL, the Packers hold practice inside Lambeau Field tonight for Family Night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the low 50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And mostly sunny and near 80 Sunday for the forecast high. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. It's 55 right now.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise, vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch and what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Not Aaron Zomers today, a special producer engineer Parker Olson on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome in, everybody. TGIF. It is Friday. I got it wrong yesterday. I was a day early, but today really is Friday. It is August 1st, 2025. Welcome in, everybody. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. And Parker Olson, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Todd. I'm glad to be here. It's a fun place to be.
Thank you very much. We always like you having filling in. Zomers is out today. A little, nothing major, but he's taking the day off. That's fantastic.
The traffic was slow.
Parker, yes, the traffic was slow where he was coming from. But not to worry. Parker Olson, a seasoned vet that he is now on mornings of Pat Kreitlow, producer for Mr. Kreitlow every morning between 6 and 9. Now, normally, Parker, would you be taking a nap during this time of the afternoon?
You know, usually I try to watch your show, Todd. I really enjoy the Todd Albaugh Show. However,
wow, nice. Thank you.
Nap time does usually cut into my Todd Albaugh intake.
In other words, I have a great antidote to put him to for his sleep deprivation. I put him to sleep.
I may have fallen asleep to this show once or twice before.
Several people do. You're not alone in that. No. Well, we'll try to keep you awake. Do you need anything? I should have offered before the show, but we could send somebody out. Luke Mathers is here. We could give you coffee. Do you need donuts?
I'm not a coffee guy.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. No, I just take a
How do you do morning radio without coffee? What's your drink of choice in the morning?
Oh, I just slap myself in the face. That's all. It's quick and easy.
It's quick and easy. There's that. But water? Tea? What do you drink in the morning?
Water. Just straight
really?
Up water. Yeah.
You're healthy.
I have water and I have a bag of fruit snacks in the morning. That is my day.
What a healthy guy.
I don't know if Pretty that's healthy. Quite what we'd call it.
Well, regardless, glad to have you here. Thank you very much for filling in for Zomers. He'll be back on Monday. Big show for you today coming up in hour two. A What's Worse edition. It's a liquor or liqueur edition today. So we'll be playing What's Worse in hour number two. Also talk, the state fair kicks off this weekend, underway right now down in West Dallas. Most people would say Milwaukee, but it's West Dallas proper is where the state fairgrounds are at. We'll be talking, what's your favorite part of the state fair? What's your favorite fair food at the state fair? Talk a little bit about that. And other, if you're not down in the southeast Wisconsin, if you're not driving down there, there are plenty of other festivals this weekend. We're going to be talking about some of the other big festivals. We're in August now, Parker. I can't believe it. And this is kind of the transition month, right? From summer kind of into fall-ish. I hate to even say that.
Don't use the F word. Jeez.
You're right. I shouldn't. Not on the air. Yes. But it's the dog days of summer. You ever hear your grandparents or parents use that term?
I think I've only heard dog days of summer in terms of baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of an old-time term for August. meaning that it gets hot, although today it's not bad at all, but hot and kind of sultry, and you hear the frogs and the crickets, and it's just long days. It's those dog days of summer where the dog just sits on the front porch and sits there and sits.
It's been a hard day's night.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It certainly has. So we'll talk a little bit about the dog days of summer. Now we're getting... people are saying there is no sound. We're working on that.
I will work on that.
Well, if my sister were here, she could do sign language. I don't know sign language. So we're on top of it. We're on top of it, folks. We're working on the sound. Thank you very much for that input. So that's going on today. Also coming up here after the first break, so right around the 22-minute mark here in this hour, going to give away some or start to give away some Milwaukee Brewers tickets. It is Free Ticket Friday. That means that it's your opportunity to text in via the Civic Media app. After the upcoming break, going to give you a word, and you have until 4 o'clock to text in the word. And if you're the lucky person drawn by the computer randomly, you will get 4 beautiful tickets in our club-level seats, cushions, air-conditioned concourse right behind you. The concessions are dedicated just to the club level. It's fantastic. And it'll be for the game next Friday, week from today, August 8th. The Brewers against the Mets, 7:10 in the evening for these tickets we're going to give away here after the break. So stay tuned. We're going to give you some tickets for that. Brewers back in action after being off yesterday. They traveled out to Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. And the Nationals, taking on the Nationals this afternoon, first pitch at 5:45. That means that pregame show will get underway right around that 5:15 mark. So Brewers try to get back on the winning track. They won 2 of 3 from the Cubbies in Milwaukee in the middle of the week here. Still, I believe, a half game ahead of the Cubs. I'll double-check on that for you. But they're still ahead of the Cubs in the NL Central race. They had off yesterday after losing to the Cubs on Wednesday and trying to get back on track against the Nationals. You can hear those games, that game, on many of our Civic Media stations, on the Brewers Radio Network, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, and now WBZH in beautiful Hayward, among many of these channels.
I like when we expand our Brewers. Yes. That's what I need.
Absolutely. Very good. Matt Egger. Watching on the YouTube channel, we have sound. So well done, Parker. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
It was all thanks to the handsome and capable Luke Mathers.
He's very capable indeed. So yes. Thank you, Lukester, for helping us. Now, some people would say, some people would say I'm better off without sound. But then they got to look at me, and that would not be good at all. So thank you, Luke. Thank you, Parker. We have sound now on the old stream. So anyway, the Brewers tonight, or this afternoon, 5:45, first pitch in Washington, D.C., against the Nationals. But you're a Brewers fan, aren't you, Parker?
That I am. I am a very proud Brewers fan who is okay with the fact that we didn't do much at the trade deadline. Yeah. I am perfectly fine with that.
You know, there was some saltiness on the online. People were getting a little angry at the Brewers that they didn't do more. But I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm right.
I was saying to Kreitlow the other day, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I don't need anything to disrupt how the clubhouse is going. Josh Hader trade.
Right, exactly. I just checked the standings. Brewers are indeed a full game ahead of the Cubs right now. 64-66. The Cubbies are at 63-45. So there you go. Brewers still in first place in the NL Central.
I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, we'll be giving those tickets away here and just starting to your ability to text in, I should say, and win those tickets. So if you haven't got it, here's what you need to do. Download the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite Apple or Android device. Go to your search bar for apps. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll come up. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. There you go. At least that's what she used to call the CBS This Morning app that. And I feel like if we knew her, if she has an open invitation to come on this program anytime. And she's welcome to bring her best friend Oprah as well.
Yeah. I'd love to meet Oprah.
We would love to have them here. And I bet if Gail knew about the Civic Media app, I feel like she would call that a deal as well.
I would think. It seems like a good deal. I didn't know that she called things a deal until you started doing it. I think you might be making it up.
No, I am completely 100% serious. That's what she calls it. All right. Anyway, it's coming up on 15 minutes now past the hour. of 2 o'clock here on a Friday afternoon. I want to start here. This was breaking. I guess I should say quickly, many thanks again to Phil Nee and all the crew at WRCO, WRCE in Richland Center. I did the show there yesterday, and wow, what a great time we had. And they were raising money. I have the T-shirt on right now, speaking of Euchre. This year, the GRACE, the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Team, raises money for this organization locally in Southwest Wisconsin every year. This year's theme, in honor of the late, great Bob Euchre, who himself was fighting cancer, is Cancer, Get Up, Get Up, Get Out of Here. And this morning, they concluded their radio auction, which we talked about yesterday. We participated a little bit before our show yesterday. And the final numbers today in the WRCO, WRCE radio auction in Richland Center to fight cancer, partner, as my granddad would say, almost $28,000.
Wow.
How about that?
That's awesome.
So congratulations to not just the team up there at WRCO Richland Center, but also to all the great sponsors, all the folks that bid on those items as well. But $28,000 is what WRCO's folks up there raised to fight cancer. So congratulations to them. Anyway, we did the show up there yesterday. So I was driving back to Madison this morning, and this broke on the way back from CBS News. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting said today it would begin winding down its operations after its funding was eliminated by the Trump administration and Congress. The CPB is a private nonprofit founded in 1967 that serves as a steward for funding for public media. It provides funds to 1,500 local public radio and television stations, as well as PBS and NPR. It employs about 100 people. President Trump signed an executive order in May instructing the organization to cease federal funding for PBS and NPR. In June, the House approved a White House request to claw back $1.1 billion in already appointed federal funds from the CPB. The Senate Appropriations Committee's 2026 appropriation bill eliminated funding for the CPB for the first time in over 50 years. Stepping away from the story for a second, so just to clarify, it wasn't just in Trump's bill that they took the money away. They clawed back. In other words, they went back to monies that were already approved and signed into law to the tune of $1.1 billion. Now, I don't know if you know anything about public broadcasting or the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but these folks, it's not a bloated agency. It's not really an agency, but it's not a bloated organization. They do a lot on a little. And over $1 billion in clawbacks, let alone no new funding, is a huge deal. And will have a dramatic effect. And just to be clear, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting provides funds to public radio and television stations, so PBS and NPR, but it's not the exclusive funding. I've reached out to a couple of folks here locally in Madison that are involved with Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Broadcasting. It broke very, very late, about an hour before the show started, so we're still waiting to hear back from them. But having worked a little bit with those folks and around them, this is going to have effects right here in Wisconsin on Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. We've already seen Wisconsin Public Radio eliminate programs based in Wisconsin and also eliminate staff. And what's so sadly ironic to me is that public television, public radio, which is provided some funds, but largely from private funding, but it provides a small amount, but a very important amount of public funds, is being eliminated essentially by government. And when I say eliminate, I don't mean Wisconsin Public Radio and Television are eliminated or going away yet. But hear now news today that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it will begin winding down its operations. Going to come back, give you the word of the day. Your chance to win 3 Milwaukee Brewers tickets, 4 of them. And then also hear from the late, great Mr. Fred Rogers on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us on a TGIF edition of the show. Coming up a little bit later, a liqueur edition on a Friday, appropriately enough, of what's worse today. And talking about this breaking news story over the last 90 minutes or so that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has announced this afternoon, it's shutting down. Done, gone. Organization said in a statement it told employees that a majority of staff persons will quote-unquote conclude when the fiscal year ends on September 30th of this year. The CPB did not say exactly how many positions that was. Quote, a small transition team will remain through January of 2026 to ensure a responsible and orderly closeout of operations, unquote, according to the organization. Going to have dramatic effects across the country on both public broadcasting services, national public radio, and ultimately will have some kind of an effect, yet to be seen exactly how deep and far, on Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Public Radio, already struggling, by the way. Going to hear from Mr. Rogers from years ago via the miracle of digital editing and videotape. But right now it's 24 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Time once again for Milwaukee Brewer Free Ticket Friday. Let's go, Parker.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Boom.
That's right. It's Free Ticket Friday. Your chance to win 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets. This one for a game. And remember now, Luke Mathers, the keeper of the Brewer, he goes down to Milwaukee County Stadium, i.e. Miller Park, i.e. AmFam Field, and he meets at home plate with Bud Selig, who still does the ticket giving away.
Really?
And former commissioner Selig gives Luke Mathers an allotment of tickets for the year. He takes all of the tickets and he puts them in a well-worn leather satchel, which he rubs with synthetic mink oil to keep it in good shape. And he stores it under Funkin' Waggle's porch and has been there since noon.
Is that the secret?
And occasionally he pulls out some and he gives them. So here's that's a long way of saying this is for a specific game. You can't trade this out. You can't say, Luke, I won these, but I can't. No. He doesn't want to hear it. You understand? And so this is for a game next Friday, August 8th, against the Mets at 7:10 in the evening. Again, for August 8th against the Mets at 7:10 in the evening, you must be able to go to that game. This is for 4 tickets in the club-level seats. Download the Civic Media app. Open it up. The first 10 stations are the ones that we are on. Click on one of those in the lower right-hand corner. It will say text. You click on that. And now I'm going to give you a word, and you have until 4 o'clock to text it in. The word is gold. The word is gold. G-O-L-D, as in green and gold. All right? The word is gold. G-O-L-D. Text the word gold right now to the Civic Media app. Somebody at 4 o'clock, the computer will randomly draw it. Somebody's going to win 4 tickets to the club-level seats for the Milwaukee Brewers next Friday, August 8th, against the Mets at 7:10. The word is gold, G-O-L-D. Make sure that you text correctly, because if you misspell something, the computer doesn't like it. It will say, no way. All right? Gold, G-O-L-D. The word is gold. Text it on the Civic Media app right now for you to be eligible for those Brewer tickets. All right, back to the story at hand here. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting announcing it's going to wind down their activities by the end of next month in September. Let's go to the phone line, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Matt in Middleton calling in. Matt, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Hey, Todd, thanks again for what you do. This is just another part of the retribution. The owning the libs has nothing to do with money. And I'm tempted to say that a lot of this stuff, this gaslighting that Trump constantly does on his social media and this NPR funding, everything to hurt the left, hurt anyone who isn't MAGA, I feel like they're trying to provoke not so much a civil war, but for us to overreact so that he can bring in martial law and fully have the dictatorship that he dreams about. What do you think? Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Matt. Thanks for listening, as always. Yeah, I think there's a little bit of the cruelty is the point. He knows that the Trump administration knows that this is something that's near and dear to a lot of folks' heart. And unfortunately, I think he miscalculates that somehow he thinks that everybody who likes Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, and great television, and Ken Burns, that somehow those people never vote Republican or never vote Trump, and that's just not true. I mean, how many people like Wisconsin Badger hockey games? That's also oftentimes on Wisconsin public television. A lot of people get their news and information from Wisconsin public radio. They don't all vote a monolithic Democratic or liberal or progressive. But I think the cruelty is the point, and I think Matt is right to a degree, Matt. I think that there is a certain amount of, hey, let's gin these people up a little bit, and they'll start going off about this, and that will take away to some degree from the bigger headlines, the Epstein files not being released, and Trump going off and saying he basically wants a coup against Jerome Powell at the Fed this afternoon. By the way, the stock market is down. Jobs reports coming in below expected. Inflation on the rise. Trump doesn't want us to talk about that. Wants us to get angry, like Matt said, to a degree, and fire people up. But I think this deserves some time spent on breaking this down. because I do think that this is an issue that cuts across partisan lines. We're going to come back. We're going to hear this clip from Fred Rogers. It's really great. It cuts to the heart of what American values should be. Don't go anywhere. Pam Yonke, Farm Report, up next. We'll be back after this on the Civic Media.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief, a report showing weak job growth in July led President Trump to fire the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which provided the numbers. CBS's Zach Hudak says those reports are relied on around the world.
The reality is BLS is very well regarded in the international economic community. It is considered the gold standard of labor data.
President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff was in Gaza Friday. More from correspondent Tina Krause.
Witkoff posted on X, "Today we spent over 5 hours inside Gaza," writing the purpose of the visit was to help craft a plan to deliver food and medical aid to the people of Gaza.
President Trump ordered deployment of two nuclear submarines in response, he says, to comments he found provocative by a former Russian president. CBS national security consultant Jeff McCausland.
It should be of concern. You start moving around nuclear weapons, that's not insignificant at all.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
It's the Brewers and the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the nation's capital for game two of their series against the Washington Nationals. Milwaukee won by a landslide last night, 16-9. Blake Perkins with two home runs. Jackson Churiel placed on IL with a hamstring injury. So Brandon Lockridge, acquired in that trade with the Padres, came up with two hits. William Contreras with a home run and five hits, a new career high. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our guys were locked in. You know, they did a nice job. We look at the output, Contreras, Perkins, Vaughn, and Kelly gets a couple hits, and Lockridge gets a couple hits in his first game for us. And you can't forget Perk's two homers, and Monasterio getting four hits. Joey Ortiz, he had five quality at-bats. Yeah, I mean, that's contagious.
NFL, the Packers hold practice inside Lambeau Field tonight for Family Night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stephen Colbert has a few months left as host of The Late Show after the announcement he was let go by Paramount a couple weeks ago. Last week, former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris appeared on the show and was asked by the host who the leader of the Democratic Party is. When she didn't answer to his liking, Colbert held her feet to the fire, and she finally said there are a lot of leaders. Sigh. Hard to believe the party is struggling. Harris was on the show to promote her book, 107 Days, which chronicles her whirlwind run for the presidency in 2024. And just like that, there will be no more Sex and the City, according to Variety. After six seasons of the original, two feature films, and three seasons of And Just Like That, series creator Michael Patrick King says the franchise is finally kaput for the time being. Sarah Jessica Parker paid tribute to her character, Carrie Bradshaw, with a montage on Instagram. The franchise finale will air August 15th on Max, or whatever it's called now. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the low 50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And mostly sunny and near 80 Sunday for the forecast high. Some storms Sunday night and Monday. It's 55 right now.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom. Only, not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday morning, Up North News reporter Selena Heller will talk to Jimmy Cuska, Jane Mattinair.
And me.
Oh, that's Dr. Kristen Lierley. She'll be here too.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on Friday, August. Yes, it's August 1st, 2025. I cannot believe it. Think about it, Parker. By the end, I saw this on one of the morning shows, Madison Morning TV this morning, I think Channel 3. We lose like 80 minutes of daylight between today and the 1st of September.
Oh.
Is that crazy?
No, don't tell me that.
I know.
Because
the sun rises later, and then it sets earlier by the end of August. And think about it, Wisconsin Badgers football team, they're practicing right now down at the University of Wisconsin Platteville. because Parker went, he's a proud graduate recently of UW-Whitewater. It's a fine institution. Back in the day, Whitewater and Platteville were bitter, bitter rivals. Aren't they still? Not really.
More, actually, now.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, Platteville's beat Whitewater in football a couple of times.
That's true.
In the last, like, 4 years, they hadn't beat Whitewater in, like, 20 years. So,
right.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Anyway, the Badgers are doing their summer, whatever camp it is down there, preseason camp at Platteville. And by the end of this month, they're in one of those first games on a Thursday night. I should tell you where ESPN thinks of the Badgers this year. They're opening their season on a Thursday night at Camp Randall. So by the end of this month, we'll have already had one full game of regular season Badger football on the air. And don't forget, many of our stations across Wisconsin once again carrying Badger football as well as basketball. So that time of year, already starting to talk about that. All right, don't forget, we are right smack dab in the middle of free ticket Friday giveaways for four club-level seats at AmFam Field for the Milwaukee Brewers. It is for a game on Friday, week from tonight, August 8th, against the New York Mets at 7:10 in the evening. You must be eligible and able to go to that game. You may not trade it in or a different day or night. Have to be able to go next Friday, August 8th at 7:10. If you are, either open or download the Civic Media app if you don't have it on your Apple or Android device. It's free. Open it up. The first 10 stations are the ones that we are on. Open one of those up. On the lower right-hand corner, it says text. Click on text and then text the following word, gold, G-O-L-D as in David. As in green and gold, but the word is gold, just gold, G-O-L-D. Text that right now to the Civic Media app, and at the 4 o'clock mark, the computer will randomly select somebody who texted in the word gold correctly, and you will be on your way to the Brewers a week from tonight. You and three of your friends, family, just pick somebody up off the street.
Maybe you can take your dog.
I don't think so.
No?
That'd be funny though. We've discussed that, Parker, on this show. Wouldn't it be kind of fun? I think it'd be a fun bit.
Oh boy.
If I were on the street one day and we randomly chose somebody from the street and say, "Hey, do you want to go to the Brewer game with Todd tonight?" And then you film it and you do a whole bit of a random fan or a random person going to the Brewers game with me on a now, as my former broadcasting partner Kevin O'Connor is fond of saying, it has great potential, great for potential for disaster. It could go either way. Because if you get the wrong person, you're stuck with them for like 6 hours. Which could go very, very poorly.
This sounds fantastic.
I know, to you, yes.
Yeah, I think I would love to be a spectator of this.
Right.
I don't know that I would want to be the one with the rando. Yes, that is the correct term for them.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the truck with the rando and Todd. All right. That's why it's never happened so far. But maybe. Maybe in the future. All right, text the word GOLD, G-O-L-D. You can take somebody you actually know, you and three of your friends. Next Friday, August 8th, text the word GOLD, G-O-L-D, to the Civic Media app, and you will be eligible to win at 4 o'clock. All right, back to the story. I want to play this Mr. Rogers cut for you. Earlier, we talked about breaking over the last 90 minutes or so. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the funder of one of the funders of NPR and PBS, says it will end operations by the end of September after federal budget cuts. This all stems from Donald Trump signing the executive order in May, instructing the organization to cease federal funding to PBS and NPR. Then in June, the House approved a White House request to claw back an additional $1.1 billion in already appropriated federal funds from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. The Senate Appropriations Committee's 2026 appropriation bill eliminated funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for the first time in over 50 years. Sometimes you can learn a lot by history. Most of the time you can. Our friend Matt Flynn, always fond of saying you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke until and unless you know history. So let's go back to a little bit of history for you. Back to May 1st of 1969. Fred Rogers, host of the new program at the time, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, appeared before a Senate committee in front of Senator John Pastore, Democrat of Rhode Island. And Pastore served as the chairman of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Communications and is well remembered for taking part in this 1969 hearing involving a $20 million grant for funding for PBS and the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, proposed by former President Lyndon Johnson, fellow Democrat. Then President Richard Milhouse Nixon, a Republican, wanted to cut the proposed funding in half to $10 million due to demands of the Vietnam War. Mr. Rogers, as we said, host of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, appeared before the committee to argue for the full $20 million. We're going to pick this up. At this point, there's been introductions made. Fred Rogers said, if I read this to you, Mr. Chairman, it's going to take 10 minutes. So I just want to talk. And Senator Pastore says, well, will it make you feel better if you just do it? He didn't seem real thrilled. And Fred Rogers said, no, I just want to talk to you if I could, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, go ahead. And Fred Rogers has said, look, there's a lot of things out there, these cartoons that really don't serve an educational purpose. But what our show does is talk about real issues with children. Here is Fred Rogers' testimony before the United States Senate from 1969.
We deal with such things as getting a haircut or the feelings about brothers and sisters, and the kind of anger that arises in simple family situations. And we speak to it constructively.
How long a program is it?
It's a half hour every day. Most channels schedule it in the noontime as well as in the evening. WETA here has scheduled it in the late afternoon.
Could we get a copy of this so that we can see it? Maybe not today, but I'd like to see the program.
I'd like very much for you to
see. I'd like to see the program itself, or any one of them, you see.
We made 100 programs for EEN, the Eastern Educational Network, and then when the money ran out, people in Boston and Pittsburgh and Chicago all came to the fore and said, we've got to have more of this neighborhood expression of care. And this is what I give. I give an expression of care every day to each child to help him realize that he is unique. I end the program by saying, you've made this day a special day by just your being you. There's no person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are. And I feel that if we in public television can only make it clear that feelings are mentionable and manageable, we will have done a great service for mental health. I think that it's much more dramatic that two men could be working out their feelings of anger. Much more dramatic than showing something of gunfire. I'm constantly concerned about what our children are seeing. And for 15 years, I have tried in this country and Canada to present what I feel is a meaningful expression of care.
Stop right there if you could, partner. This is Fred Rogers from the testimony of the U.S. Senate in 1969. When Richard Milhouse Nixon wanted to cut the funding for Corporation of Public Broadcasting in half, Rogers appearing before the Senate committee to get the full funding. I'm going back in time because about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, it was announced that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down in light of Donald Trump's cuts to the program. Parker Olson on the board today for Zobbers. Parker, you ever watched Mr. Rogers growing up?
No, I don't think at all.
It wasn't a big deal when you were that big? For my generation, it was huge.
No, I mean, I don't know when it stopped airing, but yeah, I don't. I will say, though, in that clip, I was genuinely kind of moved there when he was talking about mental health. And this is in the 60s.
Right, and that's thank you, because that was kind of one of the points in playing this, is that Fred Rogers was so ahead of his time in as a child psychologist, as a teacher, as an educator, who knew that, hey, you know, it's better to help kids, children, work these feelings and emotions out when they're young so they don't grow up to be men and women that have suppressed, repressed feelings and don't know how to deal with their feelings. And maybe we can actually stop some of this, even back, as you said, in the 60s, gunfire, gun assaults. We can stop abuse. We can understand one another if we learn as children the fundamentals of how to deal with our emotions. And it was so far ahead of his time, and it was groundbreaking. And for many of us who grew up in this era, I don't want to go too far, but it really was your television friend. If you felt like you had no one, you knew that Mr. Rogers was there to watch. And I think it undoubtedly saved a number of people from death by suicide or from alienation or feeling like they don't belong. It was groundbreaking. Let's continue this. This is Fred Rogers finishing up his testimony from 1969 in front of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Communications.
I'm the host, yes, and I do all the puppets and I write all the music and I write all the scripts.
Well, I'm supposed to be a pretty tough guy, and this is the first time I've had goosebumps for the last 2 days.
Well, I'm grateful not only for your goosebumps, but for your interest in our kind of communication. Could I tell you the words of one of the songs which I feel is very important?
Yes.
This has to do with that good feeling of control, which I feel that children need to know is there. And it starts out, "What do you do with the mad that you feel?" And that first line came straight from a child. I work with children, doing puppets in very personal communication with small groups. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop anytime.
And what a good feeling. We're going to stop right there for a second. We're going to pick up. We'll finish it up when we come back. Fred Rogers testified before the Senate in 1969. And the results from the senator are fantastic. Stay with us. Finish up after this.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here we go. Let's hear a little bit of Mr. Rogers. Here we are. Coming through the door, about to come through the door, in the wonderful set of PBS's Mr. Rogers. And here he is.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. Neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always
and with that,
wanted to.
Many of us who grew up in the 70s and 80s, I think even to the 90s, saw Mr. Rogers come through that door every afternoon or evening at Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. So it was for those of you who might not have seen it, Mr. Rogers, live real person on this show, and they had a series of puppets, and there was a trolley in the house, a little plate, large, like scale trolley, like a train, and it would kind of go back behind the wall, and that was the neighborhood that the trolley would then would take you to the neighborhood of Maple Leaf, which was a set of a castle and a neighborhood, and the trolley, the same trolley, would go through the neighborhood, and there'd be all the people there, or most of the people would be puppets. And Fred Rogers did all the puppets and all the voices to the puppets. And then there were a couple of live characters that would appear in the neighborhood of Maple Leaf and also appear in Fred Rogers' house as well. So that was kind of the people that kind of made it go together. And he dealt with these issues such as getting a haircut, which can be really, really scary for a little kid the first time you get a haircut, or perhaps I'll stand corrected if I'm wrong, but I believe I'm right in saying that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was the first time that a black person and a white person had their feet, bare feet together in a swimming pool. And it, the character of the I believe delivery person. Oh, that was Mr. McFeely. Maybe it was the mailman. I don't know. It was a character in the neighborhood. No, I know. It was the cop. It was the neighborhood police officer on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was a black man. And it was a hot day, and Fred Rogers had a little kid's pool out in front of his house, and he has pants rolled up on his feet in it. And he invited the black police officer to come, and he's like, "Are you sure it's okay?" And he said, "Yeah." And they put their feet in there, and he's like, "Look, our feet are exactly the same, except your skin is different than mine. But isn't it nice we can have our feet in the water together?" And it was a very subtle way of saying it's okay to chill out around people that don't look like us or don't act like us or sound, that we're all humans. And it was just a great program. And so I want to finish up. Parker backed this up, and I appreciate it, Parker. This is Fred Rogers concluding his testimony in 1969 to the U.S. Senate because they had asked for $20 million. Former President Johnson had appropriated $20 million for PBS and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. By this time, Richard Milhouse Nixon, Republican, was president and wanted to cut it to 10. And the senator, John Pastore, a Democrat, was the Senate chairman of the subcommittee listening to Fred Rogers trying to decide whether it should be $10 million or $20 million. It was stuck at 10. He wanted another 10, Fred Rogers did. And this is in light of the news today that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has announced it's going to close down by the end of September, essentially, because of the Trump cuts to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Here is Fred Rogers concluding with this song that he had written called "What Do You Do with the Mad That You Feel" from 1969.
Bruce, what do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead. And think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady and a boy can be someday a man.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Looks like you just earned the $20 million.
And the Senate room erupts in applause. Chairman Senator John Pastore, I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Looks like you just got $20 million. After that appearance, after Pastore and the senators heard that, the following year's appropriation increased PBS funding from $9 million to $22 million. It was a day and age when words mattered, when intent mattered, when people were willing to listen and say, I don't need a report to just hear something like that and say that's innately good. We need to take a relatively small amount of money in Washington, D.C., and put it towards our kids. And today, because of pettiness, you have spite, just to be mean, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting announced that it is shutting down operations by the end of September after the Trump cuts, not just the cuts, but clawing back Trump and Senate Republicans. Congressional Republicans clawing back $1.1 billion in federally already approved and made into law federal funds from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Look, I if there are large issues out there that you think are important, that's one thing. But can't we just come together for our kids, for goodness sake? It's a sad day in America. Sad day indeed. And Donald Trump and congressional Republicans are responsible for the end of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Stay tuned. Hour two.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. U.S. stocks were hammered in Friday trading on the combination of a listless job market and new tariffs. CBS News business reporter Jason Brook tells us the weak July jobs report had President Trump so upset he fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which compiles the numbers.
Investors were taken aback by the July jobs report, which not only saw a gain of only 73,000 jobs last month, but revealed massive downward revisions to the prior 2 months' gains, resulting in the weakest 3 months for the labor market since the pandemic struck in 2020. President Trump called the job revisions a total scam.
A spat between President Trump and a former Russian president has resulted in Trump moving some nuclear subs around. BBC's Fiona McDonald explains.
President Trump says he's ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in appropriate regions in response to what he called...